Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I was ready to graduate high school, and it seemed like my options were going to be computer science, because that's what a lot of Indians do. So I wanted to pursue music, and I had this ridiculous idea that there's going to be a free college somewhere. So I kind of Googled free tuition colleges in the U.S., and Berea popped up.
Was Berea the first hit?
Yeah, Berea was I think it was the first hit, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Are your parents okay with the idea of you going so far away for school?
Oh, no, it was a lot of convincing I had to do to get them to agree, yeah.
What kind of conversations did you have?
I've stayed home my whole life till now, so it's going to be a huge jump for me. So they were worried about how I'd acculturate and stuff.
Sure.
And we had those type of conversations, like how you're going to get used to the stuff and being alone without us.
Yeah.
What happened was my dad had a two-string guitar, so he had only these two strings on his guitar. He had a real guitar worth about less than $10. He got it off, and he had two strings off that. So what we did was, we used to have regular family devotion, prayer time. So we used to sing a lot of gospel songs. With those two strings, I had to figure out how to play. And later, I think later, my uncle gave me a guitar with all strings. So I got used to playing with them at family prayer time, and then I watch YouTube videos, and yeah.
Nathan, yeah. It's great to have you here. Really enjoy your playing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nathan. All right. Casey Papendick, where's home for you? Where were you born and where did you start playing music?
I was born in Eugene, Oregon, and I grew up along the coast in Eugene and in Newport and spent some time in Salem, Oregon. My dad always played strum guitar chords when I was a kid, and I'd listen to the songs he would write about geese flying over his head. And about his home in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And
Sheboygan.
Yeah, that's where my grandparents live. And I didn't start playing actually any music myself until I was 21 years old. And I'm 36 now.
And why is it that you waited until you were 21?
I had all kinds of wild oats to sow. And I was a little busy.
You can do that with a guitar in hand.
I was a little too busy for music.
I gotcha. Yeah.
I started playing guitar. I took some lessons, and I took off for Australia for 6 months. And I bought a used guitar over there, and I spent an hour every day practicing guitar in my little room I was living in Australia, on the east coast of Australia. Well, I did a lot of traveling. When I left Oregon, I lived in Los Angeles, California for a couple years. And I got an associate degree in biblical studies down there. And I lived in Austin, Texas for a couple years and got a real life education on living in community and eating good food and loving people. And it was a great time in my life. And met my wife, Laura, there. We've been together for 11 years now. We wanted to travel a lot. We were rock climbers, so we hit the road, lived in a minivan for a year and a half or so. And we just wanted to see the country, you know, climbing the rocks and living outside, doing migrant work. And our travels brought us through Kentucky to climb in the Red River Gorge. When we were here, people just started talking about Berea College right away. So we went and had a tour and found out about it. And when my travel sort of hit some dead ends, I put in an application.
Casey, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to have you back.
I wanted to say one other thing.
Oh, do? Yeah.
I buy my clothes at the Goodwill thrift stores.
I forgot the clothing part.
Yeah, yeah. I like that question.
You walk unscathed through musket fire. No plowman's blade will cut thee down. No musket wound. You walk.
Julie Nelms, you play fiddle, and you're from where?
I am from Robbinsville, North Carolina.
Where's that?
It's about 2 hours northeast, southwest of Asheville, about 45 minutes from Cherokee, if you've ever heard of that.
I have. All right, and where did you learn to sing like that?
Well, to hear my daddy tell it, I could sing before I could talk. My mama went back to work when I was 6 weeks old, and he'd put on old records of Reno and Smiley and the Country Gentleman and Mack Wiseman, and I'd mumble along with them.
There's a real vintage style to your singing.
Thank you.
What kind of training do you have on the violin?
That's another one to hear my daddy tell it stories.
Oh.
So my dad picked for a long time. He played at the Knoxville World's Fair in 82, I believe. And then got married in 91 and put it up for a while. But then when I was about 8, he decided he wanted to take fiddle lessons but couldn't find a babysitter. And so naturally he drug me along. My mama took my sister to guitar lessons. And for about 3 weeks, I watched over his shoulder to hear him say. And the instructor noticed to hand me a quarter-sized fiddle, and I played back everything he knew.
Wow. And what do you plan to do when you're done with school?
Well, I will be picking up and moving to Galway, Ireland. I was fortunate enough to receive the Gene Ritchie Memorial Scholarship at Berea College, and I'm the second Gene Ritchie Memorial Scholar. And I will be studying Irish music and literature for my master's degree.
Wow. We're so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you.
That's great. That's Julie Nelms. Thanks, Julie, for talking to us.
When I was a curly-headed baby, my daddy sent me down on his knee. Saying, girl, you go to school and you learn your letters. Don't you marry no dusty minor boy like me. As a February snow. those country vines, they were covering over the doorway. And there were leaves and grass growing right up through the floor. I was born and raised at the mouth of a handle holler, with a coal guard coming from past my door. Now I'm standing in a rusty road empty.
Brenna McMillan, she's the only Kentuckian up here,
yeah.
Actually, of all things. Imagine that.
I'm the only one in my family, too, from Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm just a loner everywhere.
How did you actually begin picking?
Well, my pappy got my brother a banjo. He sent it from Texas or something like that because we live in Kentucky, and he was like, y'all need to play, you know, bluegrass music. My brother was the one that was like instrumentally music and all that stuff like that. Born in Lexington, raised in Winchester.
Okay.
Over there.
And where'd your parents come from before you?
My mom's from Texas and my dad's from Ohio, and dad went down there for undergrad and then they came up here for UK, his grad school, so.
What's next in your plans?
Well, I don't really know yet, but I'm going to move to Nashville. My brother moved to Nashville. He plays the fiddle, and maybe we'll do some music together, and I might get a job, or maybe I'll just bum off the street some.
Is your brother a performing player?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what? He plays fiddle.
He played fiddle in this band, too, before he graduated last year. And he
might we have met him before?
No.
I'm afraid not. We didn't. We haven't been with this group here in a while, unfortunately. You would have heard him. He was a terrific player and singer. He graduated.
A lot of stage presence.
Yeah.
A lot.
Thanks a lot, Brenna. Yeah, nice talking to you. Bluegrass Music Ensemble for bringing us a most memorable night of great music. And we also like to thank our audience, those of you listening to our webcast, those of you listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, all of you here in the studio. Thank you so much for coming this evening and enjoying the program and supporting the band and our mission, which is to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Finally, our gratitude abounds for the volunteers who help week to week with our production, for Whitney Akey and Ray Adams who perform each week, for Adam and Kate and Warren and Renee. The list goes on. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. All right, Al, shake it up. Give him a hand, folks.
Thanks to Brenna, Julie, Casey, Nathan, Katie, and Al, the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.